Hi, this is Rabbi Chaim Jachter for Kehilat Sharei Orah, the Sephardic Tshuva of the week. And this week we're going to talk about not eating meat during the 9 days. And are there any exceptions that if somebody is sick, are we allowed to have meat during the 9 days? So this is an interesting issue. Let's go to the source of why we do not have meat during the 9 days. Two reasons. The simplest is the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim on Kuftet tells us that the way you fulfill the mitzvah of having simcha on Yom Tov is having meat. So reducing the simcha is not having meat. We know the Mishnah teaches us Masechet Ta'anit that Mishenichnas Av Mimatim Simcha. Once tonight Rosh Chodesh Av was supposed to reduce simcha, and therefore we will not have meat for the 9 days from Sfaradim, starting from Bet Av and including Yud Av as well. So there'll be 9 days without having. So Sfaradim are permitted to have it in Rosh Chodesh and not permitted to have it on Yud Av. Yud Av, because that's the day the Gemara tells us that the Beit HaMikdash was burning. Now, that's reason number one. Meat is a source of simcha, and we want to be reduced simcha starting the day after Rosh Chodesh Av, so no meat. But here's the second reason, very interesting Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra Samach HaMebet, that tells us that that after the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, there were Jews that didn't want to have meat. We're not having meat anymore. How do we have meat if there is no if there's no carbonate of the Beit HaMikdash? And how can you have wine if there's no wine in the Beit HaMikdash? So if we don't have Beit HaMikdash with Nisuch HaMayim, we don't have carbonate. So how can we have wine without the Beit HaMikdash? And when we don't have the Beit HaMikdash, we're sad. But then Rabbi Yeshua said to them, well, according to you, you shouldn't have any bread because we're not offering the Menachot, Lechem HaPanim. The bread offerings, the shteh lechem, we're not offering the omer, we're not eating these flour offerings in the Beit HaMikdash, the Menachot. So how can we even have bread? To that Rabbi Yeshua said, you see, you can't even have bread. So they said, okay, so we're not bread, we'll have fruit. So Rabbi Yeshua said to them, then you can't even have fruit because we don't have the Bikurim. They said, okay, Bikurim is only from the Shivat Aminim. So then we'll have fruit that's not from the Shivat Aminim. They said, well, how are you going to drink water? Water is you have Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkot. You pour water on the Mizbeach on the 7 days of Sukkot. How are we going to, how are you going to have, how can you drink water? We don't do the Nisuch HaMayim in the Beit HaMikdash. So that obviously shows it's not practical. And as Rabbi Shua said, this is a gzeirash in Rabbi Tzibur Yicholim Lamala. Modbo, it's too much for most of the Tzibur to be able to handle this, too much. And therefore we can have meat and wine. But it's too much to handle year round. But for 9 days out of the year, that much we can handle. Okay. So you can handle 9 days without meat. Great. You can handle 9 days without meat. And that's fine. What if you can't handle 9 days without meat? What if you are somebody with various reasons, for health reasons, they really, really need to have meat and they can't manage without it? So that already can be mekel. You are allowed to be lenient about this because if a person needs it, this minhag not to have meat does not apply, because really, according to the din of the Gemara, it's only the Surah Mafseket on Erev Tisha B'Av, the last meal on Erev Tisha B'Av. That's when you can't have meat. Beyond that is only a minhag. And the minhag not apply in the case of the person's mitzvah erev, the person is experiencing difficulties. A couple of my students already this year have asked me, and I was lenient for them. It was a very difficult situation for them, and I felt that for them that they could have meat. And this is based on the Gemara. It's based on the Gemara was saying that if it's too difficult, then you can have the meat. Because in general, you shouldn't have even had meat any time throughout the year. It's just too difficult. But if it is too difficult, even during the 9 days, then you can have meat during the 9 days as well. Because the whole point of the 9 days not having meat is, oh, it's not so hard. But if it is too hard, too difficult, then even in that case, you can have meat. So, but if you're going to have meat, here are just two caveats. Number one you should try to limit it to basar of, only to chicken. Chicken, turkey, that's not brought in the Beit HaMikdash. It's only Torah Ben Yonah. Only dove meat is doves are brought in the Beit HaMikdash. So any other, the chicken is not brought, turkey is not brought in the Beit HaMikdash, so that's not like you're missing these animals bringing or creatures being brought in the Beit HaMikdash. So that's a reason to be lenient if it's enough just to have chicken. That's great to just have chicken. And if at all possible to be more machmir during the Shavuot Shel Chabot Tisha B'Av, during the week that Tisha B'Av falls out on, starting this Matzai Shabbat. If you can be strict on that, better to be strict on it. And at least from the last 2 days before Tisha B'Av, Tuesday and Wednesday, 7 days in Av, because that already is the Gemara and Masechet. And Masechet Ta'anit points out that look in Sefer Melachim it says Beit HaMikdash was destroyed on the seventh day of Av. In Sefer Yirmiyahu it says the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed on the tenth of Av. What's going on here? So Gemara says they're all right. The Romans and the Babylonians broke the Beit HaMikdash on the seventh. They parted and disgraced the Beit HaMikdash until the ninth. The end of the ninth, they put on fire the Beit HaMikdash and it burned throughout the tenth. And that's why the tenth is also a little bit of Avelut as well. But the day of mourning is the ninth day because that's Atchule Purnuta, that's the beginning of the burning. That's really the most, the saddest, and that's the day that we choose to have our observance. But so, if possible, see, the bottom line is the beginning of the Qurban really was the seventh day of Av. So if you can limit your having meat if you really need, just have the first six, even the chicken, just limit the chicken and then just try to limit it for the first 6 days. If you can get away with it on the seventh and eighth day of Av not having meat, that would be better. But and if you can limit it, if you can make it through without having during Shavuot Shel Chabot, it's okay. It would be even better. But if someone's really, really sick and really needs to have chicken, even through Zion, even through Chet, then there's reason to be lenient. This is Rabbi Chaim Jachter from Shkilat Sharei Ora with this week's Svardik Tshuva of the Week. Many, many brachot.